Welcome to... Good God. Welcome to the TV show show. It's a special tiny TV episode. I'm out of practice. I apologize to our audience first off, but I'm Rob Schulte.
I'm Brittany High. I do not apologize.
Okay, I take it back. I used to be so good. I psyched myself out.
Yeah, I know. It's the new normal, man. I don't
know. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
And there's a storm brewing in my neighborhood. It's just everything. There's a full moon. I'm turning into a werewolf. It's going to be a crazy episode.
It's definitely not a full moon. I know because I just celebrated the new moon on Monday, so.
Then why am I growing all of this hair? Oh!
No. It's that time, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I can't be 13 forever.
No. I tried. Who would want to? Who would want to?
Yeah, that's true. Wait, middle school wasn't your favorite time?
If you're a new listener, seventh grade was a bad time, okay? Moving on.
For all of us.
Yeah,
yes,
everyone. Yeah, who liked seventh grade? Let's find that person, and I want to interview them.
Yeah, please. The hotline is open. We're taking calls right now. Phone is not lighting up. But that's okay.
That's because nobody liked seventh grade. Nobody liked
that's
what?
True.
No, it's not.
That's true. Okay, so let's scrap hashtag seventh grade. We don't need to be using that.
Seventh grade was rad. Take me back.
Hey, but you know what I did watch in seventh grade?
What?
Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
Oh, you did? And I had no idea.
It was around
but
that time.
That's a really nice tie-in segue situation that you did
thank
there.
You.
Yeah, that was really
thank
good.
Thank you. I'm blushing.
Is that why we pay you more? I'm just kidding. We don't pay us. Like, can you imagine? We don't get paid for this. But speaking of Lois and Clark, right? We just had Shauna McGarry, my lovely sister-in-law, an award-winning TV writer and producer. She's amazing. And I'm not just saying that because we're related. She really is, just objectively.
Yeah, I was really just so thankful about that episode. And that's weird to say. Maybe not weird, but it's like the first word I don't always think after episodes is thankful. You know?
Hashtag blessed.
Yes, it was just...
It was like a breath of fresh air.
Yes, yes. And being able to go back and watch some silly superhero show when, like, everything superhero related right now is dark and gritty.
Totally. It was so weird that, like, I guess, like, I didn't realize how romantic it was. Shauna spoke about that was the appeal to the show for her at her age when she was watching it as a young teenager, young lady. But I don't remember it being, like, kissing and all that stuff. I didn't really watch it, but I was, like, really shocked. I'm like, how many times are we going to watch them kiss?
Yeah, I also didn't realize how romantic it was. And maybe it's a sign of the times of... being in seventh grade and watching a romantic drama about a superhero. But of course it is. It's Lois and Clark, then The New Adventures of Superman. You know, it's about the relationship. But
yes, that
I think
is so true.
I'm just like, let me see that guy hold a car.
That was the thing too, is that the only stuff like we saving people's lives was like such a like afterthought.
Oh, yeah. It was like, well, how do we squeeze an actual Superman scene into this rom-com?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I actually got a DM about that episode on Twitter.
You did?
Yeah. Friend of the podcast, Bill Tilly, listened to the ep, loved the ep, and he looked up why Lex Luthor wasn't bald. I forgot. This is breaking news.
Tell me.
Yeah. Apparently, the actor John Shea was like, this is the 90s. You wouldn't have a bald villain. It's the 90s. Like, that's all his reasoning was.
Wow.
Was that we have to be hip with the times, y'all. And I think it really meant he didn't want to shave his head or look bald on camera. Although there was that weird scene of him looking like the Mask. But I don't know.
Somebody stop me.
Yeah, somebody stop John Shea from making these public comments.
Okay.
But coming up, we've got a great guest, but someone you met that the story is told in the episode. Who do we have next episode?
Roy Miles Jr., also known as Ghetto Geppetto. He's an artist. He's a designer toy designer. He does so many things. He's just prolific. And I met him last year at San Diego Comic-Con. I told the story in the episode. But yeah, we have him on and we're watching Knight Rider, which I thought was such a cool shakeup because we haven't gone down that road before. But I'm glad that we did.
Yeah, me too. I think the closest thing we've done to say like a Knight Rider is when you had suggested a Quantum Leap episode, which was a hell of a lot of fun, but it got me thinking of like, I've been watching a lot of pre-90s TV, at least in the form of Columbo lately. Mm-hmm. And it really is a different type of television. It's not a worse type, but
it's a different vibe.
It is a totally different vibe. There's especially with Columbo and Knight Rider too. Like, it is like a movie in an episode.
Yes.
Like, each thing stands on its own.
Yeah.
But besides Columbo, I've really just also been watching the reality show Below Deck, and you couldn't get further from the two. They are the polar opposites of TV.
Oh, I actually have maybe that's, we should ask the listeners, like, share. Please share Dish Girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I also have two shows I'm kind of watching at the same time. Not two TVs at the same time, playing two different shows at the same time. That'd be like...
But I have seen you do that.
Yeah, before. Well, I did. So. I tried it. I was crazy in college, if you recall. So those were my crazy days.
Yeah, not me, though.
No, you were totally sane. I'm watching Scandal.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually just yesterday got all caught up on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. How about that finale? That season 8 finale.
How about it? Jax thinks the show's about him is just whatever.
I know.
I mean, I was just like, wait a second, what? I was like, oh, maybe I've been drinking too much. Just kidding. I'm going to take that out.
You had the same reaction everyone I've spoken to about that finale. Like, wait, did they just break the fourth wall? Wait, did Jax break it? Does Jax think this is about him? Does Lisa break the fourth wall? What is going on? I never wanted another season faster.
Yeah. Oh, well, good luck with that. But
yeah, no kidding.
It's so crazy. I was really taken aback by that comment. But for those who don't watch that show, they're like, what's a Jax? And I agree.
Yeah. Well, his name is Jason. He modeled for a video game called Assassin's Creed.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah. He's the guy?
Anyway, there's...
He's the assassin?
He was one of the assassins at one point in time, probably like PlayStation 2.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Interesting. Well,
I just got these facts.
Wow. He's full of them. So much information we don't need, but I appreciate
it. Yep, true.
I appreciate it. And I know our listeners do too. Speaking of
listeners, Britt.
What?
Our listeners can find us on Instagram at the TV show show.
That is correct.
Awesome stuff up there. Little funny goofs. I love the muscular dinosaur. Also, I hate it, but I'm learning to love it.
Yeah.
Not the abs.
Not the abs. Wow.
And then, you know, show support on patreon.com/pinkjeans. Brittany, we are so close to the end of this season, and you know I'm shedding tears already.
Me too. I'm very sensitive.
We've got thoughts. I don't want to say anything more than that.
Definitely.
No cats coming out of any bags.
No.
I better get this crescent moon werewolf disease taken care of. I don't know.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, but I will see you on Tuesday with Roy.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you on Tuesday with Roy and Michael from Knight Rider.
And Kit. Maybe even, oh no.
A car named Car.
It gets very confusing, but we're here for it.
We're here for it. All right, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.